Off the ball, GAA.
I don't want to make excuses. We had three games in 14 days. That certainly takes it out of teams. Like, I heard Jack O'Connor talking about it yesterday, and that's Kerry and the depth of their squad.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, England scraped by a valiant DR Congo side with Harry Kane the man to rescue Thomas Tuchel's side. Belgium stage a remarkable comeback to beat Senegal and book a place in the last 16. And just how good are this French side, and are they inspiring the football watching world? But first, English boss Thomas Tuchel says his team doesn't know how to accept defeat after they came from a goal down to beat DR Congo 2-1 at the World Cup. The win takes them into the last 16 of the tournament, where they'll face co-host Mexico. Brian Sapenga put DR Congo ahead early in the first half before two late goals in the second half from Harry Kane saw England avoid a major upset. Tuchel says he didn't need to produce an inspiring speech to his players.
The message was always the same. Keep pounding that rock. It's have to keep on knocking. Keep believing. Keep on doing what we do. We don't give in.
Harry Kane has now scored 5 goals at this tournament and 12 World Cup goals in total, which is more than any other English player. He says that his record means a lot to him.
I think it's hard fully to take it all in, especially when you're in a tournament environment. You just kind of focus on the games. But when you come away and you read some of the names that I'm among now, especially in England history, is something that I'm extremely grateful for sure.
England were denied by several good saves from DR Congo goalkeeper Lionel Mpassi, but England boss Tuchel says his belief in his team never faltered.
I did not see any of that today. It would be so easy to see it. It would be so easy. Oh, I mean, and it would be so easy to give in, and it would be so easy to accept that narrative. I didn't see any of that, and that is a very, very good sign.
Kane's goals obviously proved to be the difference, and midfielder Eberle Eze said that nobody is like the England captain.
Special talent, you obviously know what he's capable of doing whenever he gets the ball anywhere near the goal, so yeah, he's helped us massively today. You obviously know what we're capable of, we know that we want to win games, we've got what it takes to win games, and to do it in that fashion was special.
England will now take on co-host Mexico at the Azteca Stadium on Sunday night into Monday morning. It's a 1 a.m. kickoff. And Tuchel says that school children should be allowed to stay up to watch the game.
Write an excuse for school and let them watch football. Come on, there's so much school to go to, but World Cup is every 4 years. Let them watch. There will be a big, big match on in 4 days. And we need the support of everyone, and especially of the children.
On the football show, Antonio Rosique joined Owen Sheehan and explained why the Azteca is such an amazing setting for what should be a great game between Mexico and England.
The Azteca Stadium, you know what? Right now, it has host 23 World Cup matches in all the history. There's not a stadium right now in the history of football that has hosted so many matches, 23. And on Sunday, it's going to be the 24th. So right now, you have a story over there. And if you have Pelé, Brazil in Mexico 70, and Argentina with Maradona and the hand of God, and the goal against the English and all, everything around, you have Mexico 86, that it was a great World Cup. So right now, Azteca Stadium is a cathedral. Azteca Stadium is like the Paris Opera, is La Scala de Milan, is Wembley, is like Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park. And we can continue looking for some metaphors, right? Azteca Stadium is really roaring. And I think right now, it's going to be very interesting, the narrative and the storytelling. The English squad coming back 40 years later after the hand of God and after Maradona's superb goal, coming back to that stadium. It's going to be great. I mean, that stadium is full of spirits for the English, full of the ghosts, full of stories. It's like going back to a cemetery, maybe, no? We talk in terms of narrative and metaphors.
And remember, you can listen to the football show in its entirety now in your OTB football feed. Belgium came back late from 2 goals down to beat Senegal in extra time to book their place in the last 16. Senegal went ahead in the first half with a goal from Habib Diarra before Ismaïla Sarr doubled the lead 6 minutes into the second half. Belgium boss Rudy Garcia brought on Romelu Lukaku at half time. He took off Kevin De Bruyne and Jeremy Doku in the 56th minute. Lukaku pulled a goal back in the 86th minute before Youri Tielemans headed in the equaliser in the 89th minute. The game then went to extra time. Looked like we were going for penalties, but Belgium were then awarded a penalty for a foul on Tielemans with just minutes to go. And the Aston Villa midfielder stepped up to score in emphatic fashion to complete the famous comeback. Belgium will now play the USA in the last 16. That's after Maurizio Pochettino's side won 2-0 against Bosnia-Herzegovina in Santa Clara. Following Balogun scored his third goal of the tournament on the stroke of half-time to put the Americans ahead, but he was sent off in the second half, which means he'll be out of the next game. Malik Tielemans scored a free kick to ease the co-host nerves late on, so the US obviously play Belgium in Seattle at 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And World Cup Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Tonight, it's the turn of Spain, Austria, Portugal, Croatia, Switzerland and Algeria, who'll all try to earn a place in the last 16. Spain topped a group with Cape Verde, Uruguay and Saudi Arabia. Austria were second behind Argentina and finished ahead of Algeria and Jordan. The two sides meet in LA and many people's favourites for the tournament, Spain, have yet to light it up. Austria, coached by Ralf Rangnick, will look to press the Spanish side, who will attempt to dominate ball possession. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight. After that, it's the battle of the 40-something-year-olds. Portugal, with 41-year-old captain Cristiano Ronaldo, take on Croatia, who have Luka Modric, the 40-year-old, as their captain. Portugal were second behind Colombia in their group. Croatia also finishes runners-up in their group behind England. That game in Toronto starts at midnight our time. Finally, in the very early hours of Friday morning, Switzerland against Algeria at 4 a.m. The Swiss topped their group, which was Group B, and it contained Canada, Bosnia and Qatar. Algeria squeezed through in third in their group after losing to Argentina. They then beat Jordan and then had that thrilling draw with Austria. France have been many people's favourite team to watch in the tournament, especially with the likes of Kylian Mbappe, Michael Olise, Bradley Barcola, Ousmane Dembele and Désiré Doué lighting up this World Cup. And last night on the football show, Eoin Sheehan was joined by Arthur O'Dea and Dion Fanning, and Dion explained the sense of awe around them.
Do you think them not winning it will be able to retain that sense of awe around them?
Well, I'm talking, yeah, because that's what I mean. Like, I just thought that game last night, like, the goals were obviously fantastic, but the way that the chances they were missing, like the Dembele, you know, the Olise bicycle kick and then the Dembele chance after that, Mbappe hit the post before that, and it's all happened, even the offside, like that offside goal Mbappe scored, like the speed of that was extraordinary. Like, he's through on goal, like, he wasn't even that moment where you kind of say, oh, how's he gonna approach this one on one? You couldn't even complete that thought before the ball was in the net. And, you know, okay, he was marginally offside, but there's just so much is happening all the time that I think, and that Brazil 82 team being a very good example of it, the feeling of that team endured long after whether they won the World Cup or not. And I think ultimately, this has been a great World Cup because of this, and like all the big players are scoring, you know, we've seen like the goal scorers, the big players scoring goals. It's amazing in that regard. But you need a feeling. Like, sport is ultimately about, like, you know, winning is great, but it's about feelings.
But you know, when you're seeing like the Olise pass for the second Mbappe goal.
Yeah.
And when you're watching, it's like, from this vantage point, it's like, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see where that was possible. And it's just that kind of thing where you're like, it's so jarring you can't look away, because there's something you might miss, or you don't know what's coming. You know the way with games you can float in and out, specifically with that one earlier today as well, the same trends kept on happening. But it's just utterly, utterly watchable, which is a real gift.
And that goal, you know, the angles that are appearing on that and you know, Mbappe, just the build-up to it, everything about it, and just watching his run and the moment he realises, the moment himself and Olise, like, you just see that they're on the same wave, that they've both seen something that nobody else has seen, and then it happens, and then it's over. Like, and it's, no, they're an incredible team to watch, and, like, I can't see who's going to beat them. It doesn't mean someone won't beat them. And, you know, you do have to say that they've played weak opposition, but still, they're great to watch.
Remember, click follow in your OTB Football podcast feed if you don't want to miss a single beat. And why not get access to all of our football coverage and become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Tottenham have confirmed the signing of West Ham midfielder Matheus Fernandes for £85 million. The 21-year-old agreed a six-year deal following West Ham's relegation from the Premier League. He may be Tottenham's most expensive signing for a matter of hours. Sandro Tonali is expected in North London today for a medical ahead of his potential move from Newcastle. Spurs have already enjoyed a busy summer. Andy Robertson and Marco Senesi are in as free agents. And Jan-Paul van Hekke has joined from Brighton for £52 million. Vitor Pereira has confirmed his time as Nottingham Forest boss has come to an end. And he says it came as a complete surprise to him. It's believed the Premier League club are talking to former Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner about taking over at the City Ground. Forest had four managers last season, with Pereira following Sean Dyche, Ange Postecoglou and Nuno Espirito Santo. Everton have confirmed the signing of Hayden Hackney from Middlesbrough. That fee's in the region of £24 million. Hackney has just turned 24 and was player of the season in the Championship last season. He played 38 games for Borough, scored 5 goals, and they obviously made the playoff final before they lost to Hull. Dundalk have added more experience to their ranks, with Trevor Clark moving from Shamrock Rovers on an 18-month deal. The left-back has been out of favour in his second spell with Rovers and has featured in just one league game this season. Dundalk travel to Talca Park tomorrow to take on Shelburne, and that's a game you can hear live and exclusive on Off the Ball. Stephen Doyle and Shane Keegan will be the commentary team at Talca Park. And Dylan Connolly's back in the League of Ireland with Galway United. Connolly's had two spells with Bohemians as well as one with Dundalk. He played in the UK with Ipswich, AFC Wimbledon, Bradford City and St Mirren. And his last time in the Premier Division was in 2024 when he joined Glentoran for an undisclosed fee from Bowes. That's about all we have time for on today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball. With Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.